I couldn't get my bearings. The only thing that hadn't changed was the stasis dome, and it looked the same from any angle. The gigawatt lasers were all buried, but one of them had switched on, a brilliant, flickering searchlight that illuminated a swirling cloud of vaporized rock. Obviously, though, I was in enemy territory. I started across the trembling ground toward the dome. I couldn't raise any platoon leaders. All of them but Brill were probably inside the dome. I did get Hillebo and Charlie, told Hillebo to go inside the dome and roust everybody out. If the next wave also had 128, we were going to need everybody. The tremors died down, and I found my way into a friendly ditch. The cook's ditch, in fact, since the only people there were Orban and Rudkowski.
"Looks like you'll have to start from scratch again, Private."
"That's all right, sir. Liver needed a rest."
I got a beep from Hillebo and chinned her on.
"Sir, there were only 10 people there. The rest didn't make it."
"They stayed behind?" Seemed like they'd had plenty of time.
"I don't know, sir."
"Never mind, get me a count. How many people we have, all totaled?" I tried the platoon leader's frequency again, and it was still silent. The three of us watched for enemy laser fire for a couple of minutes, but there was none. Probably waiting for reinforcements. Hillebo called back.
"I only get 53, sir. Some may be unconscious."
"All right, have them sit tight until..." Then the second wave showed up, the troop carriers roaring over the horizon with their jets pointed our way, decelerating.
"Get some rockets on those bastards!"
Hillebo yelled to everyone in particular. But nobody had managed to stay attached to a rocket launcher while he was being tossed around. No grenade launchers either, and the range was too far for the hand lasers to do any damage. These carriers were 4 or 5 times the size of the ones in the first wave. One of them grounded about a kilometer in front of us, barely stopping long enough to disgorge its troops, of which there were over 50, probably 64. Times 8 made 512. No way we could hold them back.
"Everybody listen. This is Major Mandela."
I tried to keep my voice even and quiet.
"We're going to retreat back into the dome, quickly, but in an orderly way. I know we're scattered all over hell. If you belong to the 2nd or 4th platoon, stay put for a minute and give covering fire while the 1st and 3rd platoons and support fall back. 1st and 3rd and support fall back to about half your present distance from the dome. Then take cover and defend the 2nd and 4th as they come back. They'll go to the edge of the dome and cover you while you come back the rest of the way."
I shouldn't have said retreat. That word wasn't in the book. Retrograde action. There was a lot more retrograde than action. 8 or 9 people were firing, and all the rest were in full flight. Rudkowski and Orban had vanished. I took a few carefully aimed shots, to no great effect, then ran down to the other end of the ditch, climbed out, and headed for the dome. The Torrens started firing rockets, but most of them seemed to be going too high. I saw 2 of us get blown away before I got to my halfway point, found a nice big rock, and hid behind it. I peeked out and decided that only 2 or 3 of the Torrens were close enough to be even remotely possible laser targets, and the better part of valor would be in not drawing unnecessary attention to myself. I ran the rest of the way to the edge of the field and stopped to return fire. After a couple of shots, I realized that I was just making myself a target. As far as I could see, there was only 1 other person who was still running toward the dome. A rocket zipped by, so close I could have touched it. I flexed my knees and kicked, and entered the dome in a rather undignified posture.